from KQED.
If you're lucky enough to live indoors in the Bay Area, chances are you see someone regularly who isn't, or you see their tent or makeshift sleeping space. In Oakland, homeless encampments are popping up all over, and the city is trying to figure out what to do. These encampments are causing tensions in some neighborhoods. Now, Oakland is about to roll out relief to help support some encampments. East Bay Desk reporter Devin Katayama brings us to one block north of downtown that sheds light on why the city isn't going to help them all.
If you want to find out what's going wrong in Oakland these days, there is a list of complaints on a website, CClickFix. And you don't have to go too far to find Hillary Nevis.
I'm not that high up.
She's pretty high up. Most of Nevis's complaints are about the homeless encampment a few steps from her house on 29th Street. Nevis bought her home last year, and at that time, there was a single person living under the freeway.
He lived under a couch that was flipped upside down. It was a really small footprint. He didn't bother anyone. He, you know, very much felt like my neighbor.
In less than a year, the encampment has grown to about a dozen tents.
My main argument in my own head is just that I didn't sign up for this when I moved in here. None of this was here.
Nevis says she's tried to be a good neighbor as homelessness has become more visible around the city. She would come home and there would be people sitting on her porch using her outlets to charge electronics. She didn't say anything.
They'd just say hello to you and they'd chill there. And I never called the cops on any of those people while they were doing that. But
there was an incident that changed everything for Nevis. In the middle of the night, someone pounded on her door demanding their cell phone back. Someone had apparently stolen it. Nevis can't say for sure the person at her door was someone from the encampment, but the incident crossed a line and changed the way she viewed her unsheltered neighbors.
When we were letting everyone charge their stuff back there and we were like, oh, hey, we can like be a community, like work together. And then one of those people tried to break into my house. I'm like, no, like we're not in this together. Like we were trying to help you guys out. We were trying to like treat you with respect and like allow you onto our property to do this. And all you did was take advantage.
Nevis turned to where a lot of people are turning for help. The city. Complaints about homeless encampments in Oakland have grown about 600% in the last 5 years. The crisis has put a lot of pressure on the city, which hasn't had a clear response. In Nevis's case, she started cold calling Oakland's Public Works Department.
Thanks for calling the city of Oakland.
And I called every single one of them until somebody picked up the phone.
Eventually, she got passed to Joe DeVries, assistant city administrator.
I get phone calls and emails every day. A huge number.
DeVries has worked with plenty of neighbors who are upset about growing homeless encampments. If anyone knows how hard it is to serve both sheltered and unsheltered residents, it's him.
Most people say, I really understand the plight of the homeless. I understand how bad it is, but.
The but can be crime. It could be drug use. It could be garbage piling up. In Nevis's case, the but is a fear about people trespassing on her property, maybe even breaking in. There are a lot of complaints coming out of Nevis's neighborhood. But DeVries says just because a neighborhood shouts the loudest doesn't mean it jumps to the front of the line.
We have a responsibility to go out and evaluate each encampment compared to other encampments and then prioritize our work based on that evaluation, not based on 50 people complained and they used really colorful language or they jammed up my email. Therefore, this encampment is 50 times worse than this one where only one person, you know, complained.
But now the city will choose which encampments to help. Hundreds of thousands of dollars were allocated in the latest budget to provide wash stations, porta potties, and garbage pickup at some encampments. DeVries says the city has to be careful about which ones get the help.
There is a lot of concern that if we just put in porta potties and wash stations and garbage service at certain encampments, we could potentially increase the size of those encampments, creating a greater impact on the surrounding community.
Many people think the city isn't spending nearly enough to make a significant dent, and the city took a lot of heat during its budget process this year. DeVries guesses only about 10 to 15 encampments will get help staying safe and clean. A new team made up of people from various city departments is making those decisions. Oakland has other plans in the works, but DeVries says the city could decide to close some encampments, and he says the one near Nevis's home might be on the list.
I think that particular encampment is so close to residential property and so close to a school corridor where a lot of children walk. Those would be ones that I personally think we need to evaluate for closure.
Closing a camp doesn't do much good unless there's a long-term plan for where people can go. And DeVries says the city doesn't have that plan yet. When I walk through the overpass near Nevis's home, about a dozen tents are on either side of the street. It's not as busy or messy as some other encampments around the city. I find a man sitting on a twin mattress reading a newspaper. He calls himself a key.
A lot of good encampments are going to be shut down. And I understand that because I can name a few of them that really do need to be shut down because too much trash, rats infestation, and all kind of stuff.
But he says that's not true at this encampment, underneath the freeway at 29th Street. Aki knows the tents can look scary from the outside, but he says this encampment is pretty quiet.
Have you seen any drug dealing? Have you seen any drug use? Have you seen any prostitution? Have you seen any break-ins? Anything, you see what I mean? No suspicious characters or nothing. So that's why me, myself, think that this is one of the safest, one of the most quietest and peacefulest encampments around. And this one should not be shut down.
Aki says what they need is clean water, bathrooms, and garbage pickup. But that doesn't look like it's in the cards for this space. And Aki doesn't see much promise in others coming to help.
We try to keep it clean, but we don't have any disposal. They had one guy that used to bring us bags, and we called the number on the bag. They had a number on the bag, and we called it, and they're supposed to pick it up. I had four bags sitting out there for about 2 weeks. They didn't come get it.
Aki says he feels like people who live in this encampment would be responsive if homeowners approached them and talked about how to live together. But that hasn't happened. For now, everyone is talking through the city. And the city doesn't have a good response yet. I'm Devin Kadiyama, KQED News.